Let's get straight to politics and President-elect Donald Trump's claims without evidence that millions of people voted illegally in the November election. He said that yesterday over Twitter. And today in Wisconsin, elections officials there are meeting to determine a timeline for the recount requested by Green Party candidate Jill Stein. So joining us now with more is NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Ron, it's great to talk with you again.
Hi, Magna. Good to be with you.
So let's start with those recount efforts in Wisconsin, of course, pushed by Green Party candidate Jill Stein. What do we know so far about what the Wisconsin Elections Commission has decided?
They're going to go through with it. They're going to do a recount. They're going to try to verify that the vote counts that were released, which showed Hillary Clinton trailing Donald Trump by about 27,000 votes there in that one state, are accurate, and that there is no evidence in particular of any kind of attempt to influence or hack the actual calculation of those votes, the counting of the votes, the machinery, the computer work. It has been alleged that there are anomalies somewhere in some of the Wisconsin totals that suggest that something might have been amiss. That's what Jill Stein is basing her recount request on, and we're going to see if there's any evidence of that there. She's also talked about doing it in Michigan and Pennsylvania, but we're waiting to see whether or not that will take place.
Now, do we know if there's a specific timeline on when Wisconsin wants to complete the recount?
Oh, I'm sure they're going to want to do it as soon as possible. After all, they want to certify their results before the electors head off to Madison, the state capital, to cast their ballots, presumably for Donald Trump with that 27,000 vote margin. And that's coming up in December. So it's only going to be really a matter of days. We're not talking about weeks and months.
Now, of course, the president-elect's transition team has heavily criticized the concept of this recount. Where does Hillary Clinton's team stand on them?
Her attorney, her general counsel, Mark Eric Elias, has released a 3-page statement in which they say they are aware of the allegations that have been heard here and there about anomalies, about question marks, about possible foreign interference or hacking, and that they have not seen enough evidence to ask for a recount on their own. However, if Jill Stein wants to have one, the Clinton people say they'll participate insofar as sending representatives and lawyers and so on to take part in this, and they certainly don't want to delegitimize it, but at the same time, they say they didn't have enough evidence to seek it on their own.
Now, Wisconsin, of course, has 10 electoral college votes, and Donald Trump won the presidency with more than 300 electoral votes. So regardless of what happens in Wisconsin, this is not going to change the outcome of the election in any way. I mean, does it have any political import or significance then?
There's really no evidence that there is going to be any kind of a recount that overturns 27,000 votes. That's just way too large a margin. So what they're really looking for, one has to surmise, is evidence that there was some sort of foul play, that whether or not votes were miscounted at the margin is probably not the ultimate question. The ultimate question here and in those two other states is whether or not somebody was from the outside messing with the computer system in such a way as to really cause major questions about the entire count in those three states. And we should note that if those three states were to flip, that would be enough to overcome Donald Trump's 300 votes in the Electoral College. That is obviously not something anyone really expects to have happen, but as long as people are looking at it, those are the numbers.
Okay. So, Ron, let's turn and talk about Donald Trump's tweet yesterday, that one that grabbed all the headlines, where he claimed that he won the popular vote, quote, if you deduct the millions of people who had voted illegally. Again, that's a claim without any evidence whatsoever. Why would he have tweeted such a thing? What's his possible strategy here?
One can imagine that the last thing that a president-elect, I should say, wants to have people talking about a couple of weeks after the election is whether or not he legitimately won that election or whether there are question marks hovering over it, particularly because, and I think this really is something that would bother the president-elect, because Hillary Clinton now has about a 2.2 million vote lead in the national popular vote. This clearly is sticking in the president-elect's craw. It's 1.5% of the vote. It begins to make the polling nationally in the popular vote look pretty good. So he's obviously objecting to that getting so much attention. And by putting out an allegation, even without evidence, that millions of people somewhere voted illegally, he changes the subject and gets us all talking about that.
Well, that's NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving, keeping us on subject as always. Ron, thanks so much.
Thank you, Magna.